Spring has arrived here in my hometown of Austin, Texas. The sun is shining, the bluebonnets are in full bloom, and hundreds of thousands of people from all over the world are here for the annual South by Southwest Festival. Here on the opening weekend, I'm at my favorite event of the festival, South by Create. This free, all-ages, no-badge-required event celebrates DIY makers and hackers within the local community. Join me at Austin's Palmer Event Center as I take a look at South by Create 2016. Aaron Haley heads up programming at South by Create.
Sure. South by Create is basically, it's a hardware-driven, hands-on event. And so it's all about the life cycle of hardware making and hacking, from STEM to amateur maker, all the way to basically maker to manufacturing. South by Create started as sort of an adjunct to the event, and we really sort of mandated early on that we wanted the event to be free and open to the public so that not only people from South by Southwest, but anybody from Austin or anyone else that's here during the event can attend. The concept of sort of creativity and hardware hacking is really sort of a democratic type concept, and we really wanted to include as many of those people in the conversation as possible.
There's no shortage of creativity on display here at South by Create. Joey Ficklin is showing off a unique DIY installation powered by LED tea lights. Lots and lots of them.
We built this wall as a hack and a make to kind of figure out what the experience of painting in light would be. It's a series of individually addressable RGB LEDs, and then we built a brush, which is essentially an RI blaster that is blasting a code. This one is the code for green. The color of the handle you pick up is the color that you're painting.
South by Create complements what's happening all over Austin during South by Southwest by providing the community with hands-on experiences with technology.
So the first time you see 3D printing, laser cutting, manufacturing, certain robots, it's just a lot easier way to get from point A to point B of understanding. And then for us, really, it's a lot about inspiring those people to become part of that maker revolution as well.
South by Create brings together makers from all over Austin and the surrounding area. Andrew Valdez and Carissa Gonzalez are here from San Antonio's Convergent Media Collective.
We also hope to inspire the young minds to get out there, give back to the community, especially from small towns, anything like that, and showcase what they're capable of and show the talents to the community.
The Convergent Media Collective is here at South by Southwest Create to kind of show off what we've been doing in San Antonio for a while. It's basically a bunch of artists, technology people, makers, getting together and kind of just exploring all kinds of art, new media, just doing that.
Mickey Delp of Delptronics makes electronic musical art installations that passersby can't help but touch.
So I'm an electronic musician. In addition to like designing and building instruments, I play. And what I play are sequencers and drum machines, a lot of software, music production stuff is essentially like a sequencer, drum machine. A lot of people have walked up, they look at it and go, oh, it's like my Ableton came to life, you know, in physical form. And so what I'm trying to do is to build things that get people interested in music.
And did you notice Mickey's amazing shirt? Aaron Parr is the brains behind Delptronics' one-of-a-kind custom prints and apparel.
We've done circuit boards that Mickey has designed and then printed around fabric and made clothing out of that. So every year we come up with a new and different design.
Right behind Mickey and Aaron, John Michael Reed of Bleep Labs shares some electronic instruments of his own. Bleep Labs instruments are far along the DIY spectrum, sold as a kit of parts that you solder together yourself.
Music technology isn't something to be scared of, even if they like never played the guitar, never played any instrument, just had a Casio tone growing up maybe. That's what we want. Like, it's like, no, we can show you electronic music. It's not something that's opaque and crazy. Like, no, anyone can do this, and it's just noise when it gets down to it.
But particularly mesmerizing to me was the warm neon glow of these glitchy CRT televisions.
So what you see here is a video synthesizer that was designed by a friend of mine, Heiss, in the Netherlands. We produced it here in America, and here in Texas, Austin, Texas. And it was a little difficult to produce. It told us a lot about the extent that you can do low run, through hole assembly. But we're showing it here because it's fun and everyone should be able to just play with it here. We're not just, hey, buy our stuff, but hey, like, play with these weird things. Also, we would like to do more in the video realm and try to figure out how to make something that's reasonable in this sphere. And yeah, we're always, again, like, video is something that people see a lot of, but you never get to interact with it. You have video games and that's the full extent. But just being able to like change the color of a television, kids were here doing that and they've never done anything like that. So what's the root of that? What's the seed of that? And how do we get people to have fun with devices they already have?
Want to attend or get involved with South by Create next year? Aaron and the South by Create staff are always looking to bring in folks who are passionate about making.
As well. And so, we'd encourage people to participate with South by Create, and we start putting out a call for participation usually around September of each year. We actually provide free space to a large number of our community participants, and that's underwritten by the portion of corporate participation. Year-round, one of our goals really is to help build this community, not just into a three-day event, but to really help inspire and educate people to actually participate year-round. So if you have an interest in getting involved in your community, we highly suggest that you seek out after-school programs, hardware groups, hacker groups. They exist really almost in every community. There's some form of community group that's participating in STEM, robotics, hardware hacking, and if you have an interest in any of those, just find a meeting locally, get involved, educate yourself, help give back, and you can actually probably have a lot of skills already that are highly valuable that could be lent to a lot of programs.